News, I'm Gene Randall. The U.S. Senate has issued a condemnation of American military aid to the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen's civil war. The measure draws a sharp distinction with President Trump's pro-Saudi policies. AP's Warren Levinson has our report.
Vermont Independent Bernie Sanders says it's the first time the Senate has come together to exercise its authority under the 45-year-old War Powers Act.
The Senate is sick and tired of abdicating its responsibility, its constitutional responsibility, on matters of war.
Separately, the Senate voted unanimously for a resolution holding Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman responsible for the death of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi, a direct challenge to both the Saudis and the president, who says they are an ally the U.S. cannot afford to offend. I'm Warren Levinson.
Meanwhile, there is word of progress in Sweden, where the Yemeni government and the Houthi rebels have agreed to a ceasefire and a withdrawal of troops from the embattled Red Sea port city of Hodeida. A watchdog group says rebel Syrian fighters backed by the United States have taken control of a key town in the last pocket of Syrian territory controlled by the Islamic State group. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said after a week of heavy fighting and airstrikes, the Syrian Democratic Forces were able to expel ISIS from Hajin, about 30 kilometers from Syria's border with Iraq. World-famous American Grammy Award winner Nancy Wilson has died. She was 81 years old. Wilson, who retired from touring in 2011, died late Thursday after a long illness at her desert community home in California. During her long career, she referred to herself as a song stylist instead of a singer. Wilson resisted being identified with any one genre of music, winning accolades in several categories from R&B to jazz and funk. Nancy Wilson, dead at 81. For news around the clock, you can log on to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Israeli Defense Force says it's detained 40 terror suspects in overnight raids. It describes 37 of them as known Hamas operatives and says the arrests followed a shooting attack Thursday that killed two Israeli soldiers. French police shot and killed the gunman suspected of killing three people this week at a Christmas market in Strasbourg. AP's Jackie Quinn reports more than 700 officers had been hunting Sharif Shakat since the attack, which also injured 13 people.
The French Interior Minister says police were using helicopter surveillance and teams on the ground when they spotted a man who matches the description of the 29-year-old gunman. He says when they tried to stop him, he turned and fired at police who shot back, killing the man. The suspect, Sharif Shakat, is described as radicalized. He allegedly killed three people, opening fire in a Christmas market after shouting out in Arabic, "God is great." I'm Jackie Quinn.
The French Interior Minister also said the Strasbourg Christmas market would reopen today. The United States is reshaping its role in UN peacekeeping missions across Africa. When President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton outlined the administration's new policy, he said the U.S. would no longer support what he called unproductive, unsuccessful, and unaccountable UN peacekeeping missions.
Under our new approach, every decision we make, every policy we pursue, and every dollar of aid we spend will further U.S. priorities in the region.
President Trump says he never directed his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, to break the law. These words after Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in prison, in part for helping make payments to buy the silence of two women who alleged they had had affairs with Mr. Trump. AP Saigar Magani has a report.
It's the president's first reaction to Michael Cohen's sentencing yesterday. Cohen was given 3 years prison time for crimes including arranging hush money payments to conceal Donald Trump's alleged affairs before the election. Both Cohen and federal prosecutors say Trump directed the payments to influence the race. But the president says Cohen was a lawyer and is supposed to know the law, and he has liability for any mistake. The president denies directing Cohen to do anything illegal and says the payments were not related to campaign finance. He'd earlier called them a private transaction. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This morning on ABC, Michael Cohen said he paid hush money because then-presidential candidate Trump was very concerned about how the stories of alleged affairs would affect the election. Interviewed Friday morning, Cohen said he gave loyalty, quote, to someone who truthfully does not deserve loyalty. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Today, the